My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. We're heading into a holiday weekend, a four-day weekend, I think, for a lot of people, and it's a great holiday. It's a kickoff to summer. Of course, it's also the time of the year when we're outside and we're in the heat. So today I thought what I would do is talk about 4th of July preparedness, you know, some safety things, some things about food, some things about fireworks, definitely things about our pets, and some things and tips that might be just friendly reminders. Also, might be something new that you didn't know. And sometimes those friendly reminders, you know, when we have a lot of other things on our plate, those friendly reminders can, you know, give us those aha moments. And we think to ourselves, you know what, I forgot about that. Because we have a lot to remember every single day. And there's a lot of things that happen on a holiday weekend like the 4th of July, and not all of them are good. And I think some of them are things that can be prevented. Of course, there's always going to be a stray thing that happens that, you know, is out of our control. But for many instances, a lot of the things are things that we weren't paying attention to. So we're going to talk about some of those as well. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is the Staying Healthy radio show. I am on the air in Las Vegas. I'm now on my 37th year on the air and been bringing you good information for a long time. Obviously, a lot of things have changed along the way, you know, better, more absorbable, more digestible supplementation, and companies doing lots and lots of research. And we've come from a time when things were very, very basic to things today that are extremely advanced and are filling the needs of us that we are creating. Our needs, you know, from, you know, bad lifestyle choices and, you know, the things that we should be doing that we're not. So we're not really creating a healthy atmosphere, but at least we have some things that can get us and keep us a little healthier and maybe make us make some better choices down the road. Those are the things we talk about. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and my topics are always relevant for today's world. So timely and, you know, hopefully up to date and relevant. That's what we shoot for here every day. Remember, you can tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And if for some reason you can't tune in and you wanted to hear the show, or you follow me on Facebook, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and you see what is upcoming because I post my show topic every morning. And you say, you know what, I've got a meeting, I can't tune in, or I'm going to be out of town, but I really want to hear this show. No big deal. Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, download the podcast on demand when it's convenient for you. So that's always a great backup system. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I think the basic foundation of nutrition is education and information, and then also having a place to take those questions and make sure that you are shopping and picking out the right products from the right companies, high integrity, high quality products, and those are the things that Stay Healthy carries every day. Did you know that Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? They're also in their fourth decade here in Las Vegas. So when you want to get healthy, be healthy and stay healthy, and you want great prices and great information and the best of the best to choose from, go no further than Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Once you create that opening dialogue and you start to have those conversations, it's going to be the place you want to go because, you know, you're going to think to yourself, why would I want to go somewhere else? All my questions are answered. I'm picking from the best of the best. My pocketbook is enjoying this place as well, and it's comfortable, and I'm at ease, and I'm able to talk about the things without feeling intimidated. It's just a great place to be able to kick off, sustain, maintain your great health. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. They will be closed tomorrow in observance of the 4th of July holiday, but I'm going to probably be mentioning some things today you might want to stop by and pick up that could just make your 4th of July holiday a lot better. Because we'll be talking about electrolytes and things to put on the skin and some things for the animals and the critters and all that stuff. So we're going to go ahead and just start right at the very beginning. The holiday is quite an interesting thing because it's a lot of people are going to be out in the heat. A lot of people go to parks, they go to the lake, they have picnics, they have backyard picnics, they have things in the streets and the cul-de-sacs. So obviously, number one, if you're going to be doing any kind of fireworks, make sure that they are in areas that they are legal. The reason I say that is I have a lot of listeners tuning in all across the country, and in many areas, fireworks are not legal. They are legal in Las Vegas. Just make sure that you are preparing yourself and that you are around, especially if there are kids doing these, younger children, please be in observance and, you know, have somebody that is paying attention. And I think it's really important if you're going to be having a group of people that as the day starts, and I do this with every event when there's going to be a lot of people, and you're going to have a lot of guests over, you should decide at the very beginning of the day who is going to be the designated driver and the designated adult, which means keeping an eye on everything and not being impaired in any way. And I think the best thing to do also, because people do really enjoy the holiday, is take everyone's car keys at the door, and they're only handed out if the people are safe. It's kind of hard to be the heavy, but you know what? It saves lives. And, you know, you decide that all at the very beginning, and then everybody has a way of enjoying themselves, and they know there's always a backup system. I have a lot of friends that have parties, and a lot of them are truly looking at a better way of staying healthy and enjoying the holiday. But, you know, there always has to be that one person that's kind of overseeing. Now, if you do have an outdoor situation, it might be good to have two people, especially if there's a pool, because you want to make sure that somebody is watching. Remember, it only takes turning your head for a second for a child to die in a pool, or for somebody older having a heart attack, a stroke, heat stroke, and then becoming impaired in the water. It doesn't take very long. And having one person keeping an eye on the pool and one person keeping an eye on everything else, especially if you have a large group, that's really important, especially if there's going to be kids that are present. I know these are a lot of basic things, but you know what? Sometimes the basic things are the things we forget about because we take them for granted and we overlook them. So remember, as far as fireworks, follow the directions on all the fireworks and don't use them for anything other than what they're intended for. Don't attempt to alter or combine fireworks products. Never use homemade fireworks. Report illegal explosives to the nearest fire or police department because there's always people out there that are doing things they shouldn't be doing. Spectators enjoying fireworks should definitely remain a safe distance from the fireworks being lit. Whoever lights the fireworks must be sober and preparing, having water always handy, a hose and other things, because sometimes they end up on the roof. Sometimes they end up on a dry patch of grass or leaves. So definitely keep those in mind. The other thing is make sure that you are having an area that might be a little bit well lit. And then keeping them away from loose clothing and other flammable materials. So that's something that we want to make sure that we're doing is just a little bit of preparedness can go a long way. The other thing is, you know, we have to really prevent heat stroke and dehydration because it's going to be warm. And people don't think about, you know, some of the things they should be paying attention to. We're going to be around 100 degrees tomorrow. And obviously, that's under triple digits, which is going to be nice. So 99 for us kind of feels like San Diego 80, you know, for because we're not having 110 like we have many, many years. The other thing is making sure that hydration is an issue. Although a lot of people have a tendency to want sodas and alcohol and those kind of things, sports drinks on a holiday. If you are going to be having an event at your house, try to have, you know, water containers and dispensers ready. What I recommend doing is making a juice or a lemonade mix, having them available all day long, putting trace minerals, pick up some of the trace minerals research. I guess electrolytes that you can put in there. That way, every time somebody drinks something, they're getting a little bit of electrolytes and replenishing some of the things that are actually depleted. And if you're outside in the heat and you're drinking caffeine and there's a lot of sugar and you're going to be sweating, you need to put them back in. Now, this tip is something I talked about a couple weeks ago. One of the biggest problems we have when you use those big containers, you know, like you see the coolers, the ones with the little spout on them that are on the side of like landscaping and gardening trucks. Is, you know, you mix it up in the morning and it tastes really good and you have your ice in there. Let's say you make some lemonade, but by the afternoon, it's all diluted down and then it just is really weak tasting. And then people will go buy something else to drink because it just tastes diluted. Well, something you might want to do is, you know, save up a lot of those water bottles that you're used to just throwing away and fill them up about 75% in the bottle and then tighten it down real tight with the cap and then freeze them. Now, the next morning when you're making up your juice drink, you know, put a half a dozen of them frozen inside. And what they do is they serve as an ice cube to keep things cold. But because they don't dilute anything and the water stays within the container, the juice or the beverage, whatever it is you're mixing, lemonade or iced tea or whatever you're doing, it doesn't become diluted. So you've got the good taste of the beverage all day long. Now, this is going to make it easier for people to want to, you know, continue to drink it, you know, all during the day. And the other thing is, if you bring a backup, you know, a lot of people will have freezers and they'll just keep a backup amount in there. Maybe halfway through the day, you know, you're running low. You take those bottles out, you rinse them off, you put them back in the freezer. You take out the other six, put them in, mix up another container and keep it nice and cold. Keep it nice and fresh. Add your electrolyte drops to it. And you know what? People are going to gravitate toward it because number one, it tastes good. Number two, you know, they're just feeling good. They're not getting wrung out. They're not getting tired. Having those electrolytes are really, really important. Now, another thing you can do is you can also pick up some assorted flavors of the Power Packs by Trace Minerals Research. These are wonderful, great little individual packets that you add to your water bottles. Now, I know a lot of people have water in bottles and stuff available at your events. That's great. Just put a little basket out with some of the packets, with a little sign saying, add these into your water. People will love it. They can open up their water, add in so many different flavors. You know they love it. They're tasting. They're drinking more beverage because it's sweet and it tastes really, really good, even though it's basically water. It doesn't have a lot of garbage in it. It has plenty of electrolytes, lots of minerals. So you're really hitting on a lot of things. And, you know, it's just kind of something that's kind of fun. And, you know, it's a good way to keep people hydrated. You know, when people drink sodas and alcohol all day long, they are wrung out. They are dehydrated. And by the time it finally hits them, you know, they can be pretty much flat on their back. Dehydration and heat stroke is pretty intense. And if you get overheated, the other thing is if you are at your house or your place where people can go inside somewhere and cool down, that's a good idea. Keep an eye if you are the designated person at your event, keep an eye on people. Watch for red faces, watch for sweating, watch for, you know, just exhaustion, and get people inside, have them cool down. If you're out at the park, sitting in a car with the air conditioning on for a while is a great thing to do to cool down. Unbutton their shirt, take off their shirt, you know, give them something cold to drink. And, you know, 15, 20 minutes cooling down, most people are pretty good. But when you try to push through that and you try not to take the time to cool down, that's usually where problems come in. So make sure that you're doing everything you possibly can be doing to keep people comfortable, happy, and healthy. And you know what? It's going to be a great, great holiday. The other thing is food. You know, if you're going to be outside or you're going to be doing a spread that's outside or you have a meal, take the time to put the food away. And then you could bring it out a couple hours later after everybody's eaten and you could do a second or third feeding. You know how people are. Because what happens is a lot of times the food stays out. Number one, we have ants. But number two, a lot of times we get bacteria. and we get salmonella, and we get other things that get in, especially when you're using things like mayonnaise and mustards and potato salads and macaroni salads and all that. The best thing is to just let everybody know, everybody eat, you know, have a great time, enjoy. About a half hour after everybody's pretty well done eating, clean up, put everything away, chill down all the salads. Anything that needs to be warmed up can be rewarmed up on the grill, you know, and but put everything away, and then, you know, a couple hours later, ask everybody if they're hungry, bring out the food again. That way you're preparing. That way you're cutting down on the chance of things spoiling. You're also making sure that you are not having a situation where, you know, somebody's going to get sick from the food. The other thing is wipe everything down. Keep it clean. Use antibacterial sprays, even some of the ones with bleach in them, to wipe down the tables. Avoid cross-contamination. Especially if you have raw meat that's out there, raw meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs and things, make sure that you are using separate cutting boards for raw food and cooked food. And if you're cutting up vegetables and things for salads, use a completely different cutting board as well. Cook your foods well. Look for a center temperature of about 165 degrees. Cold foods should be a little below 40 degrees. You want to keep your foods out of the danger zone. Marinate your foods in the refrigerator the night before. That really helps. You know, don't leave things out to overly thaw, because that's when bacteria builds up. And, you know, every year people end up in the quick care, and they end up in a lot of these places because of the fact that they, you know, ate food at a picnic that was left out too long. You don't even think about things like dips and potato chips and ranch dip and all that kind of stuff. That's got dairy in it. If it stays out in the heat too long, you know, you're going to have some spoilage and some bacteria. Keep your food cold. I have a friend of mine, and she sets up all her dips and everything in bowls, inside bigger bowls, surrounded with ice inside of there. So she's always done it that way. She's real prepared, and she always has a tendency to make sure that everything's put away. And she will announce to her group, no matter how many it is, she'll say, last round for food before we put everything away, and then we'll bring it out in a couple hours. And everybody will fill up their plates and do whatever, and then they have a group, they seal everything up, wipe everything down, put everything away, chill it all down. And that's okay. Now, if you have things like pretzels and just plain chips and nut mix and things like that, those are things you can keep out. Put them in a container that's covered so people can enjoy them, and then put a cover over the top again. You know, those are resealable Tupperware containers. Those are great to have out there. That way people can still nosh and, you know, have some things to munch on, but then they close it back up. And I think that's really important. Now, these are really, really basic things. But remember, you know, some of the simplest basic things are the things that we take for granted. So make sure that you've got, when it comes to food, don't make all the food heavy. Have some lighter foods also. You know, a lot of people eat, they just gorge on food, and then they're just exhausted, and then they do nothing but just kind of lay around. You know, more salads, more sides, more raw vegetables, plenty of fruit salads, lighter foods really can keep people energetic, and, you know, and it might just be something that's interesting. You know, what also is really good after a meal, so people are not laying around, you know, is get people up. Maybe go for a hike. Maybe you're at the lake and everybody, you know, an hour or so later goes out for a swim. Of course, somebody keeping an eye on everybody. You know, but a lot of people go out to Red Rock. They go out to parks, and they go out to Sunset Park. They go out to a lot of the places out there. And there's always things to do. There's always events. You can bring your animals with you. Make sure, please, make sure that there's a place for the animals to cool down, that they have plenty of cold water. I like putting ice in the water for the dogs when they're outside. If it's going to be a big event, and if there's going to be a lot of people there, and if your dogs are older, leave them at home in an air-conditioned home. Plenty of water, a lot of treats. You know, sometimes keeping them in the, keep up your music kind of loud. Have the TV on loud. It kind of blocks things out. Don't leave your animals in the yard. It doesn't matter if they're an outdoor animal or not. A normal animal, a dog can scale a 6-foot block wall faster than you can imagine. And cats, the same thing. Keep them indoors. By keeping them inside, what you're doing is preventing them ending up either hit by a car, lost, or ending up in the ASPCA the next day, or worse. You know, I have 6 dogs here at the house, and what I try to do is I let them out, you know, right before it gets dark, and I keep them all inside. They all end up in my master bedroom. I have the TV playing or I have music playing. They have plenty of water. I try to go to the butcher, like I'll go today, and get some big bones for them to just keep busy. So, you know, they got something to nosh on, something to keep their mind off the fireworks. And, you know, it just works really, really well. And there's also things that I like to give them. I'm going to try something new this year. I'm a big believer in the Rescue Remedy by Bach. I think this is a great thing to keep in mind for animals that get really, really nervous. You know, last year I had a friend of mine and she ordered one of those. It's kind of like a vest for her dog. And it just kind of, you wrap it around and kind of using Velcro. And it just kind of keeps them kind of wrapped by this wrap. And it's not that they can't move. They can walk around. It's kind of like a harness vest. But there's something about this kind of vest that keeps them very calm and they feel secure. Some animals freak out. Some of them end up in the closet. Some of them end up under the bed. Some end up the bathroom, behind the toilet. You know, when people are lighting fireworks, they're not thinking about anything other than the fireworks. And that's okay. Enjoy the holiday. But you have to think about your own pets. Older animals can get very, very ill, very stressed. A lot of them can lose their bowels and urinate. You know, these are not things that you can really reprimand for when they can't control it because of fear. And be prepared. That's part of having an animal. The other thing I'm going to try this year is I'm going to try giving all my dogs CBD. I'm going to try that this year because it's very calming and for many people, very relaxing and very better state of mind balancing. And that's kind of the way that I'm going to treat it this year. I have two older dogs, and then I have two younger dogs, and then I have the two that are in the 3 and 4 year range. And mine are actually pretty good, but I thought I would go ahead and try some CBD this year. You know, give them each about a half a dropper under their tongue, kind of hold their muzzle for about 30 seconds, and, you know, just see how it goes. And if it keeps them a little more calm and they're a little bit more relaxed, you know, it's worth it. So I definitely want to give that a try. No matter where you are during the day, drink water. You know, keep your body hydrated. Remember that if you are thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So you never want to get to the thirsty level. So keep forcing the fluids. I have a friend of mine and she has, it's so funny. She puts up this board every year and she's been doing this forever because there's like five families that get together every year at her house. And they've got a total of about 15 or 16 kids between all of them. And she lists all the names of the kids there. And next to it, at the bottom, she has these, it's a magnet board. She has these little bottles of water magnets. And every time the kids drink a bottle of water, they get to put a bottle of water next to their name. And at the end of the day, the one that's drank the most water gets a prize. And they all have goals. They all have to make sure she'll say water time and everybody will drink a water and they all put a magnet next to their name. I just think it's kind of fun. I think it's just something so basic, drinking water. I mean, that we have to even talk about it, you know. But the thing is, we understand the importance of it. And we also understand what happens when we don't drink enough. So definitely keep that in mind. The other thing is sunscreen. Am I a believer? Yes. I think if you are follically challenged, you should be wearing a hat. If you are outside and you have a baseball cap with no brim, make sure you're using things on the back of your neck and sunscreen on the top of your ears. And those are areas that a lot of men get skin cancer because they wear a baseball cap, but they're not protecting their ears. So definitely keep that in mind. The other thing is wear loose clothing. Wear lighter colored clothing, which is really important. Hats are important. Make sure that you've got good sunglasses that are blocking out the UV rays. That's important. We want to make sure that we're, you know, really having a good time, but also protecting ourselves. And remember, keep cold food cold and keep hot food hot. And keep that refrigeration in mind. You know, I stress it a lot because I've been to picnics before and, you know, 5 hours later, all the salads and everything are still sitting outside. And I just think to myself, oh, my goodness, someone's going to get sick. Now, today, the day before, if you're going to be having grilling going on and you haven't fired up your grill, it'd be a good idea to fire it up, blow out the gas line a little bit, make sure that your propane tanks are filled. Or if you're getting charcoal, make sure it's all set up and ready to go. And, you know, sometimes you know, a lot of times just turning it on, using your wire brush, cleaning your grills, oiling everything down, making sure that you have a hose around just in case. Make sure that you've got oven mitts and spatulas and everything that are ready. And I think that's really important. Now, the other thing that I think is really important, and I learned this a long time ago from my grandmother, and it really made sense to me. You know, a lot of people have a tendency to put their raw food on a plate, and then they carry the plate out to the barbecue, and then they put the food on the barbecue, they season it, they do everything, and when the food is cooked, they put it back onto that same plate. And you can't do that because that cross-contaminates, and that's raw oils and blood and things from chicken and meat, and then you're putting other cooked food on top of it. So she had this great idea, and it was wonderful. She would put aluminum foil on her plate. And she would wrap it around the plate, and she would put her raw meats and things and chicken on separate plates. Both of them had aluminum foil. She would carry them out, put them on either side of the grill. She would put the meat and chicken on the grill, and then she would take the tin foil off the plates, throw it away, and then she had clean plates for cooked food. Now, that sounds really basic. I mean, you would think we would all think of that, but we don't. And that's how people get upset stomachs. That's how people get food poisoning, by cross-contaminating. Now, that's a really easy step. But you know what? It really does work well. And the other thing is making sure that you have different cutting boards available. Have green cutting boards that are used for green vegetables and fruits. And have a cutting board for poultry. Have a cutting board for meat. You know, I have three of them. They're all different colors. And it just works well. And then soapy hot water, scrubbing them after you're done to wash all the bacteria and the blood and all that stuff down the drain. So definitely keep that one in mind. Have activities planned. Have things out in the yard that people can do. Make sure that if you have a pool, you have plenty of things, you know, blow up things and games in the pool and, you know, things that can keep things, you know, going. Have your music ready. There's a lot of little things to get ready for the day before, you know, if you're planning, if you are the host this year. But safety should be on the very, very top level. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some things you could pick up at Stay Healthy that'll make your holiday a little bit better. And also the after effects like sunburn and things like that. We're going to address that as well. We're talking 4th of July holiday preparedness and maybe some tips that might just make it an even better holiday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic aged garlic extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient. And all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. ancient herbalist noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants. Things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage. That plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance. And balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Oh, stop it, Barkley! Settle down!
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use. And they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought herbs for pets?
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Go to Stay Healthy for the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, great prices, and full-service environment. A fully packed store with the best of the best products every day, and you'll leave with great peace of mind because this time around, you're going to get her done. You're going to have the right products for the right reason, with the right people, with the right information, and you're going to put yourself into a priority position because you deserve it. Don't guess. Don't eeny, meeny, miny, mo with your health. Go somewhere where you can walk away with the right information and make those changes that you keep saying every single day they're going to make, like we all do. Tomorrow's the day. Next week's the day. You know, today's the day. You know, make today the day that you're going to make changes, because your body and your health and your future and your well-being are all in need of great focused attention. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Except for tomorrow, they'll be closed in observance of the 4th of July holiday. One thing I just wanted to talk about, you know, is the problem we have with people leaving kids and pets in their cars. You know, I personally will guarantee anyone that if I see a kid or a dog in the car, I will break the window to get in and pay the price later, because it's well worth it. It'd be well worth it to make sure that whoever's in the car or whatever, you know, is taken care of and cooled down. I'm not really sure how it happens when people just think it's okay to close the door and windows and leave your kid and your pet in the car. I mean, I just think it's just stupidity on the biggest level. I don't care how busy you are or how many things you think you have on your mind. If you can't, then have a babysitter and have a babysitter keep the kid at home and leave your animals at home. You know, they may want to go for a ride, but they don't deserve it. Did you know in 10 minutes, the heat inside your car can go up like 20 minutes or 20 degrees? In 30 minutes, it can go 35 to 40 degrees. In an hour, your car can go 40 to 60 degrees higher. If you're at a 110 degree day, can you imagine 150, 170 degrees? Whoever and whatever's in that car is not going to survive. You know, I was really funny. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I got out of my car, and I saw a dog sitting in the front seat, and it was like 106 degrees. I was just freaking out, and the car was running, and there was a sign on all four windows that says, "My name is Kyle. I am a golden retriever. My parent loves me. I have music, cold water, and air conditioning. Please don't break my windows." And I thought it was hysterical. And the dog was just sitting there just enjoying, and the air was on full blast. It was blowing the hair in his face back. And I thought to myself, all righty, that's cool. You know, I didn't do anything but just laugh. And, you know, I was walking up and I saw somebody walking to that car and they unlocked the door. And I went all the way back over to tell him. I said, I just want you to know how cool that is. And he said, you know, he says, I take my dog everywhere. He said, so it cost me a quarter of a tank of gas. He goes, it's worth it. And he said, he's used to being in the car when I'm in the store. And he goes, I've never had a problem. He said, I thought the signs were a good touch. I said, they're a great touch. I said, it's a good way to keep your windows from not getting broke open. But I thought it was kind of cool. So I knew he was going to be listening today, so I wanted to thank him. His name is Mark, and his dog, I think his dog was Kyle. I think that's what it was. There was a little dog in the back seat, too, and I couldn't really see what it was, but it was bouncing up and down. So happy dogs. So remember, if you're going to be somewhere for a long period of time, if you're going out, you know, with friends and you're going to the casino and something like that, and you're going to be out and you're not really going to gauge your time because you lose track of time, you know, going somewhere, leave your animals at home. The other thing is, if you have people visiting you, make sure that you have a sign on every door. Don't let the dogs out. Don't let the animals out. Try to keep them localized to one part of your house. I really think that that makes a big difference. The other thing is, if you're going to be out of town for the day, you can board your animals. Don't have a doggy door, because that means they're going to be out in the yard, which means they could freak out and scale the wall. Have somebody animal sitting with you, or maybe board them just for the day. Or have someone staying at the house. You know, that's really, really important. We have curious animals out there too. So keep things like glow sticks and fireworks and charcoal and kebab skewers and sparklers and all that stuff and trash and things away from where your animals can get to them. Because let's face it, we have animals that are, you know, want to be part of everything. Now, after the day of being out in the sun, a lot of people are out there with really white skin that have not, you know, exposed their skin to the sun. A lot of people don't wear sunscreens. A lot of people get out, they enjoy themselves, they get home at the end of the day, and they are fried. Something you could pick up at Stay Healthy Today would be a bottle of apple cider vinegar, and also pick up some Topperson Afterburn. This is an amazing thing to do. Pick up some Silver Biotics Colloidal Silver Gel. These are things to use on burns, and running a bath with some apple cider vinegar will take the sting out of it. Pick up some aloe vera gel. These are all great things to keep with you on this kind of an outdoor being out in the sun and the heat holiday. So pick up some aloe vera, pick up some apple cider vinegar, pick up some of the Topperson Afterburn. I got to tell you, that Afterburn, you put that on, it takes the sting right out. And if you take a warm bath with apple cider vinegar, a couple cups in there, and take the sting out, and then use that afterburn, your skin is going to feel fine. And you're going to be able to get past the burn. And remember, all of that stuff is safe on your face as well. Sometimes people like to use things like Moroccan argan oil or squalane oil on their face. That's okay. Don't use it when you go in the sun. Use it when you leave the sun, because putting oil on your skin is just like throwing yourself in a frying pan. I don't know how many of you remember when we were kids. Oh, I can't believe it. We used to use baby oil and iodine and just lay out and bake and sizzle in the sun. And that's just what we did back then. You know, I can't imagine doing that today, but we did it. So there are some things that are a little bit different than they were in the past. Don't forget to pick up your concentrated trace mineral drops, and also pick up some of those trace minerals power packs. And then you can have those available as well. The other thing you want to make sure you're doing is preparing yourself for safety. Have a first aid kit available. Sometimes we don't think about the simplest things, like some Neosporin and some Band-Aids, maybe a liquid Band-Aid for little cuts and wounds that happen along the way. Having your afterburn and your colloidal silver gel for burns that happen like at a barbecue grill or things that are going on like that. I think that's really important to have. Those are little things that we don't think about. Sometimes even a sparkler can cause a little bit of a burn on the fingertips, you know, so having some of that afterburn and some of that colloidal silver gel can be really effective. And definitely keep that in mind. The other thing is, when you're done firing off your fireworks, if there's remnants and sticks and paper and stuff, make sure that they are going into a bucket, keep them all together, and then pour cold water over to make sure that everything is out. And that really does, you know, make a difference, just kind of a preparedness thing. If you're going to be firing things off in the street, make sure that you are ewing it far enough from the house that things are not going to end up in dry trees or in roofs. Like, we have a lot of shake roofs out here that are wood roofs, so you want to make sure that you're far away from those as well. A lot of people prefer to go to professional fireworks where they're all done and we get to sit back and enjoy them. A lot of parks, if you pull up on Las Vegas on fireworks, there's a whole bunch of places that'll be firing them off today. And there's nothing more fun than going out and enjoying the fireworks, especially if you don't have to be part of it and you could just sit back and enjoy it. And you're not risking a problem, a safety issue, getting burned, starting a fire, those kind of things. So definitely keep that in mind. I know the water park, Cowabunga Bay, that's down by our horse corrals, they'll be doing an all-day thing tomorrow, and they'll be doing fireworks as well. So that's on the east side. There's a lot of places on the west side, a lot of parks that are doing it as well. So look in your area. You might just be able to find. A lot of people know that even from their house, they can watch fireworks, so they don't have to go anywhere. So that's even better. You know, something else to keep in mind when it comes to water safety. A lot of people are going to be out on boats. If you're going to be out on a boat for the day, remember you need somebody that's manning the boat that is not impaired, not drinking, not partaking. And then you need a safety person as well. Make sure that everybody on your boat, no matter what kind of a swimmer they are wearing protective clothing, making sure that they're wearing life preservers. Make sure that you have the availability of keeping phones and things plugged in case you need to be able to contact someone. A lot of times there's radios that are on there, but keeping your phone plugged in so you always have a full charge phone in case you need it, in case of an emergency. That's real good to keep an eye on, especially with kids that are going to be out on the boat. Make sure that you are keeping an eye on everybody. Another thing, make sure you have a hose at your home if you're going to be having a party at the house, a functioning non-leaking hose that can reach the entire yard. At least 100 foot in most cases, 150 foot if possible, so that you can get water to where it's needed in case, so you're not carrying a bucket, which is going to get like no water there at all. So definitely keep that in mind. I know these are a lot of really simple little basic things, but you know, in most cases, once again, it's the little things that we overlook because we just take it for granted. So also, if you have prescription medications that you use, make sure that none of them have a side effect that are deactivated or become resistant to being out in the sun. Some of them, they're sun sensitizing drug reactions that can happen. So definitely keep that in mind. If you're in a part of the country and you're going to be hiking, even though it may be warm, protect yourself wearing longer pants tucked in your boots, longer sleeves, especially if you're going to be out where there's poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac, or ticks. So make sure you're doing that. At the end of your hikes, make sure you always check each other for ticks and things like that. That's really important. Citronella oil is really good. You can put dabs of it on you. It keeps mosquitoes away in that part of the country. There's also citronella candles that you can burn on your decks and patios that keep the bugs away for the day. So that's really, really good as well. We already talked about the grills. Make sure that you are blowing out the gas lines, starting up your grill, making sure that everything is firing, making sure that everything is clean, oil down. Put some oil on those grill plates so the food doesn't stick. We already talked about covering your plates with tin foil, so that's really good as well. We talked about food safety, making sure you're putting your food away, refrigerating the food. And I think it's kind of really just, you know, something where you just announce to the crowd, okay, we're putting away the food. Everybody want to fill up your plates and get what you need? Put everything away. We'll be bringing everything out in a couple hours. But that way everything is chilled down and fresh and nobody has to worry about spoilage and bacteria. If you're going to be swimming and you're going to be in a pool, maybe have a rule that if people are drinking and they've had too much to drink, they're not allowed in the pool. It's just real easy to let yourself in your guard down, you know, especially, you know, it just depends on the people. You know, you got to have somebody that is overseeing, you know, obviously we are a marijuana safe place now. And it's okay to do that at home. Once again, it just gives you another layer to keep an eye on people to make sure people are doing things safely and wisely. And, you know, people are not letting their guard down and letting their safety zones down. It's not about just having the holiday. It's about having everybody safe and healthy on Friday. the day after the holiday. So you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can. Somebody just asked me about, having smoothies and stuff like that. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I know a lot of people that do outdoor smoothies, even at their bars. If they set up a bar, there are people that just do smoothies. You know, for people that want something cold and refreshing, it'd be a good day to probably do a fruit smoothie using a lot of fruits. That's really, really good. And that's another good way to keep hydrated is to serve a lot of things like melons and things like that, like watermelons and cantaloupes and honeydew melons. These are wonderful water-containing foods. And they just keep people, keep their moisture levels high. And, you know, I've learned that if you serve big pieces of fruit and stuff like that, people don't go for them as well as if you have them all cut up and mixed in like a big fruit salad that's nice and cold. There's just something about having somebody do the work, and it's just easier. I mean, I know I'm that way. I'm not a big fruit person. I'd rather have vegetables. But if there's a big fruit salad and it's got things like cantaloupe and honeydew and grapes and blueberries and watermelon, everything all cut up and it's nice and cold, there's something very appetizing to the palate. And, you know, you'll have a big bowl of that. You'll feel really good. It's good for you. And it adds another layer of fluids to the body. So definitely keep that in mind. Make sure that you have on hand, if you are the host, make sure that you are having extra containers of sunscreen there. Not everybody remembers to bring them. If you have a pool, make sure you have waterproof forms of sunscreen available. There's wonderful natural forms that are out there that are not chemical based. So you can definitely keep those in mind. And, you know, sometimes just the availability of things that are easy and good for you that are at the fingertips. Plenty of cold bottles of water. Plenty of packs for the power packs for people to put in their cold bottles of water. Big containers full of lemonade with frozen water bottles inside to keep it cold and not diluted with electrolytes in there. So every time you see somebody drinking it, you know they're getting a beverage, they're getting water, and they're getting minerals to keep their electrolytes balanced. All good stuff. Somebody just chimed in. She said, we have about 30 families that come out to our ranch. And she said, we always have three people that are in charge that keep an eye on everybody during the day that don't partake in anything. She goes, it's been really, really helpful. She goes, we also take everyone's car keys when they come as well. And they are kept in a place where people can't get their car and drive if they've been partaking. And that's good. That's awesome to hear. And, here's someone else that says, we've learned from having a fire from fireworks in a tree that we take everything away from anything that can catch on fire. We have it way out in the middle of the pasture. So this must be a ranch. It is. This is up in Utah. I got listeners up in Utah too. And they said, we have plenty of hoses and water available just in case. It is about safety, Jeff. Thanks for your show. You're welcome. You know, I think sometimes we just forget, you know, I think we're so excited to have, you know, a holiday and kick off the summer. And, you know, this year is half over already. Isn't that frightening? It just kind of zooms right by. But, you know, when you think about it and you think about all the things we do, we have a lot on our plate and life just gets so busy and in the way. And, you know, we lose our focus. And because we've got other things that we're thinking about. So, you know, make sure that you are, you know, just slowing down long enough to make sure that you're doing a little preparative work today to be ready for the holiday. And, you know, a little bit of preparation, a little protocol for being prepared can make for an awesome holiday. You know, something that where you can make plenty of memories and be real safe and everybody has a good time and no problems come about. So that's a really, really, you know, good thing to keep in mind. You know what else? This is interesting. Somebody just chimed in and they said, you know, last year we picked up some fireworks and we lit some that were not, that did not go off. And what we did is we put them in a metal bucket off to the side and we were getting ready to throw water in, and one of them went off, like a delayed reaction. She said, so now what we do is if we have fireworks and they don't go off, we make sure they end up in a bucket full of water. And that is a really, really good idea, you know, because, you know, things happen and you don't want to lose fingers and eyes and lives just because of a firework. You know, make sure that you're playing safe. And that's another reason to have, you know, people around that are keeping an eye on things. So some things to pick up today, you know, make sure that you've got, pick up your propane, make sure that your grills are ready. Make sure you got plenty of clean towels if you have a pool out there. Get your sunscreens available. Plenty, get cases and cases of water. Get yourself a big container if you don't already have it. Pick up some lemonade mix. Go to Stay Healthy, get some apple cider vinegar. Get some Silver Biotics colloidal silver gel. Get yourself some, a lot of people fall down, a lot of bruises, a lot of running in the park, playing football and things. Pick up some Arnica. Keep that in mind. It's some Arnica gel. Great thing for bruises and things that happen along the way. Get a first aid kit together, some Neosporin, some Band-Aids, some things that you can use to keep things a little bit more balanced. Have plenty of liquids. Don't forget about your Toprasin Afterburn Cream. Boy, I'll tell you what, if you're going to be out in the sun tomorrow and you're going to overdo it a little bit, you got to bring some of that with you. I saw the most amazing thing. I mean, I've recommended it for a long time, you know, but for me, what I like to do is I like to see it in action. I had a friend that had a terrible sunburn, and she went over to see Marge to Stay Healthy, picked up some of the Afterburn cream. This was last summer, and she burnt so bad, and she just covered her face and her shoulders where she was burnt so badly and applied it two or three times, and I saw her the next day, and she was tan. The red was gone. And I mean, I've never really seen it in action like that. I mean, I've seen it when people have a cooking burn and they use it on that as well. So just a little bit of preparation work. Isn't it easy how a little bit of being prepared can really go a long way? Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Pick up the things we talked about today. Ask some questions. Maybe you have some things that you want to ask about. Always bring your questions with you to Stay Healthy because they're going to do everything they can to make sure that you are prepared and ready and healthy and enjoying your wonderful holiday. Stay Healthy will be closed tomorrow in observance of the holiday, but they'll be open regular hours today and regular hours tomorrow. So definitely keep that in mind. I think you're going to really enjoy your holiday this year with just a little bit of extra work on your side. It can go a long, long way. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, which is stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure that you are leaving your email so you can stay connected to the store. And also, make sure you give them a thumbs up on Facebook. You know, when you're dedaddling around Facebook, type in Stay Healthy. When you get to the store, their Facebook page, like their page. Their posts are great. They're informational and informative. And you know what? You might even learn about some great specials they're having at the store, some special events, and also some groundbreaking information in the industry that might just be really important for you to know about. And you'll get those just by clicking the like button on their Facebook page. Remember to go to my Facebook page. It's Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I put good things on there, good information to keep us all connected so that we all grow healthier together. You can even put a question on there, and I'll answer your question right on the Facebook page. Just go to Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button. Let's stay in touch. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you know, you're going to learn a lot when you work with them because they're going to make sure that you have the tools you need to get as healthy as you possibly can. And when you're working with a store that's been around as long as they have, you know, in their fourth decade here in Las Vegas, they have the information, they have the education, they have the knowledge. And right now they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they have earned that from doing the right thing for a long period of time. So become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll be glad you did. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I hope you have a great holiday. I hope you do something awesome, make some great memories, be with your friends and your family and your coworkers and your neighbors and, you know, do something nice for someone. If you're having a big old picnic and you have a neighbor next door that's by themselves, invite them over, you know, if they have nothing else to do. You know, there's nothing worse than being on a holiday and being by yourself, you know, or take them a plate. You know, knock on the door and say, happy holiday. Bring them a plate of food. Just do something nice for someone just because. You know, good karma is a good thing. It's just as powerful as bad karma. But a little something nice for someone that's not expecting it is a wonderful gift that goes a long way for both parties. So, you know, keep it in mind. There are a lot of people that are shut-ins. There's a lot of people that are by themselves. There's a lot of people that don't have family, and many of them don't have friends, and they just kind of exist. You know, brighten their day. And I think that would be something pretty cool to do. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, you could tune into my show, The Staying Healthy Radio Show. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. Good stuff, good information every day from the best guests in the industry and the relevant topics, all for you. So I hope everyone, I'm wishing you personally, have a great holiday. Remember, protect your dogs. Keep in mind the Bach Rescue Remedy Mix for dogs. Keep in mind the CBD as well. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.